Get your headsets ready. Ikuzo's unscripted podcast is going overtime.
Ikuzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the month. But you didn't expect me, did you? On these predictions, because it is 2024 Elimination Chamber, Perth, Australia. Last premium live event, obviously, before WrestleMania, which makes it a pretty predictable one and therefore not interesting. seriously, I think one of the things that isn't, I think, discussed enough is the kind of, and this is probably influenced by Roman Reigns' reign. These events are becoming predictable. It's like you expect these changes, title changes and shit. And generally, big things to happen only for these big pay-per-views, which I think it started from Roman's reign, and it kind of developed the others. I wouldn't say that, in this case, every Elimination Chamber was like, yeah, you know, totally unpredictable event where anything could happen. But, you know, things did happen. Unpredictable things did happen. Sort of. You know what I mean? And I kind of think that these days, these kind of events are not very unpredictable. And unpredictable wrestling is very mild and uninteresting wrestling. But on top of that, therefore, these predictions, I hope, will be easy. And check me out if I get all five wrong. After all this talk, I should get 5 out of 5 on this. Isn't that correct? But what if I don't? That would be irony. Anyway, with that risk, and saying all this, let's hop right into this. And we got Kabuki Warriors versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Indy Hartwell in her hometown. Therefore, she's going to lose. You know, the WWE. I mean, Rhea later got to win. Rhea's going to win. You know, so that's going to be enough for the home crowd, you know. But Indy, one who actually we don't expect to win, should win, because this is her moment, this is her own crowd. But I don't think she will. I think that Kabuki Warriors retain, and you know, I will be surprised if they actually give those moments to LeRae and Indy Hartwell. Let's see, because you know, I think she's from Melbourne, but still. Her home country. It would be nice. It would be get a big pop. Zelina Vega style, Puerto Rico. You know what I mean. On the tag team scene, we get Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic. Probably this, I think they build. I think these guys will see the. I'm fucking tired of Judgment Day. Fuck those people. I think we're probably going to see these two guys rematch. Or would these two teams rematch at WrestleMania? And there, I can see a title change for New Jet Republic. Maybe even here. And then they rematch at WrestleMania. But I don't know. I just think that they would say that title change for WrestleMania. I think. I'm not sure. I said this was predictable. Who knows? You know, so I would say that Judgment Day wins this one. We're going with Judgment Day, and that they have rematch at WrestleMania. We see something may happen there. Let's go to New Catch Republic. What can I say? We got, obviously, Women's Elimination Chamber match, which is Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, Raquel Rodriguez. It is probably Becky Lynch. I like what they're doing with the character. You know, this legend, this one, greatest of all time. She cannot seem to find his success. You know, he's like, she lost that feel, you know, it's like watching that killer MMA fighter, and now he cannot do shit, you know, Tony Ferguson, you know, and somebody who is one of the greatest of all time, and, you know, he's building himself, you know, and he cannot be back at the gold one, but she wants, and this and that, and, you know, it makes for an interesting character development. So I think she wins this one because the box office says Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch is the biggest women's match you can make right now, and especially for WrestleMania, we're looking for those. Maybe if Big Time Bex doesn't pull it off, maybe I can see Naomi. I can see it. I'll like that. I'll actually like that more than Becky Lynch. That can be a probability, but I don't think it will happen. I think they'll go with Becky Lynch. But let's see. This is one that I think I can go wrong. And what if I go wrong? But they all. but we're going with Becky Lynch. We got Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax. Rhea Ripley, come on. We're not going to even discuss this, you know. Heading into WrestleMania, she's going to be a champion, you know. It's the Australian crowd. They're going to be going crazy for her. Rhea Ripley time. We're not going to see the change until WrestleMania. None. So, yeah. I'm sorry, Nia Jax. We're picking Rhea Ripley on this one. We got Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul, Elimination Chamber match. Look, I just want a great Elimination Chamber matches. Because Elimination Chamber match is one of my favorite actually stipulations of all time. Remember the first one when Shawn Michaels wins the title, and then the second one in 2003, that one where Shawn Michaels cost Undertaker the title and Jericho won it, and so many classics at the Elimination Chamber, you know, inside the structure. At that time, when Bray Wyatt won, did Bray Wyatt win it? 2017 Elimination Chamber, I think it's correct. Yes, I think it was. So Elimination Chamber is great. I love that stipulation. I think it's hard to fuck it up. Not to say they didn't fuck it up and that the match there can suck, but you can do it. It's easier to do it great in the Elimination Chamber, especially with so many talented guys in the chamber as they are here. But we're going with Drew McIntyre, aren't we? Tell me why Drew McIntyre would want this. I mean, win this. Because, I mean, they're building the entire premise on it, you know. That this guy was feuding with Seth and telling him he's coming for the gold, and, you know, his whole turn of the character, that kind of becomes great, you know. And I am interested in what Drew McIntyre does, so it would be smart to throw that down, that build up. I would like to see LA Knight win anything since the last year, but the thing is with LA Knight now is I think it's already too late. He is already not, in my opinion, as hot as he was in 2023. Not that he's lost, obviously. Alan is still great. Guy's a motherfucker. But I think the time to bank big on him, truly big, when he was the biggest. This is the problem with WWE. This is the problem with big companies. Because you have these storylines drawn out, and this is what comes to unpredictability factor. You have all these storylines drawn out, and you have all these things like planned in months in advance, and TV deals that depend on people and employees and fucking, you know, guest appearances, and Netflix. It's very hard for them to gamble on things. It's very hard to change those plans in any big company, not just professional wrestling. It's very hard to change those plans. It's very hard to surprise, you know, to make room for surprise, to go against the grain. That's why LA Knight didn't pull it off. Fucking bitch. Love the guy. Back on him, 2023. The world would be at our fucking feet. No. Drew McIntyre win this, you know, in all probability. So we're gonna see them.
at WrestleMania. Drew versus Seth. And Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. And Cody Rhodes versus Roman fucking Reigns. And if Roman, or sorry, if Cody doesn't finish the story, lift the fucking belt at the end of that show, night two of WrestleMania 40, WWE can go fuck themselves. Thank you very much.
We want Cody. Let's go, Cody. Let's go, LA Knight. Have a lovely afternoon and enjoy the Elimination Chamber Perth. Thank you very much. See you.
You are locked and loaded to make your bets and stay tuned for more.